Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saint Boniface, Bishop and Martyr. And we hear from Switzerland, Father Agnetti Okura, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. Father Agnetti's preaching today is entitled, Ignite the Gift of God Within You.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet, this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. The word of the Lord. Sisters and brothers, the gospel reading today from Mark chapter 12, 18 to 27 is about the Sadducees questioning Jesus about marriage after life on earth. Jesus plainly dismisses such an argument by telling them that they are far from understanding life at the resurrection, because there is no marriage, there is no need to procreate. Our reflection today focuses rather on the first reading from Paul to Timothy. Paul is in prison in Rome and Timothy in Ephesus. The passage today is a message of encouragement from Paul to Timothy, urging him to bring alive the Spirit of God that is already within him. Paul states, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you." 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Three things spring forth from this message. First, the gift of God which is already within. So God's gift is already within you. The second is that we are called to fan into flame that gift that God has given us, which is in us. So it is the responsibility of each and every one of us to ignite the gift of God that is within us. The third is that the Spirit of God within us is not a timid spirit. It is not a spirit of fear. Rather, it is a spirit of boldness given to empower us to stand up for the truth and righteousness, like Saint Boniface, whose memory we recall today, did in Germany in the 18th century. We read in the scripture how Peter and the apostles, despite being flogged, threatened, and humiliated, were not afraid. They stood up with holy boldness before authorities and told them that no matter what they do, they are going to obey God than listen to the threats that come from men. So, sisters and brothers, do not be afraid. Do not be ashamed when you are humiliated in the course of doing what is right, or when you are treated like a criminal or an outsider for standing up for the truth. Jesus reminds us, blessed are they who are persecuted for doing what is right. Remember that Jesus himself, the Son of God, was treated like a criminal, subjected to torture and shameful death reserved only for the worst kinds of criminals of his days. We must not allow the Spirit God gave us to be extinguished because of fear. Fear is paralyzing. It prevents us from living the fullness of life. It prevents us from bringing alive the gift that God has implanted within us, the gift that God has grafted into our being. Fear prevents us from even standing up to be counted. The enemy has mastered the tactics of instilling fear and terror on the children of God such that they are petrified to live a life that gives God primacy. They are afraid to be identified with basic Christian beliefs. We are becoming more and more timid, afraid to offend anyone by standing up for the truth. We want to be accepted by all means, so we engage in inflated political correctness. Some of us are afraid to be identified with basic Christian ethics, so we engage in all kinds of accepting whatever comes. So, because we don't want to be targets of angry groups. Many Christians just want to be left alone. And in fact, that's a false understanding of our Christian commitment. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and enkindle in us the fire of your love, the fire of truth, the boldness to stand up for what is right and just, so we can bring to the fullest the unique gifts that God has given each and every one of us. Amen.